The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to know, in what way are you stuck in the past? In what way are you old-fashioned?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been, since my father passed away, I've been spending tons of time with my mom.
Oh, yeah. Like,
and, like, it makes me long to do. I don't think I'm old-fashioned in any way, really.
Yeah, you're kind of cutting edge. You're a technology guy. You've like, always been that way.
But she still does things like, she has a calendar on the wall that she has, like, birthdays on. So, like, at the end of the year, we get a new calendar, and then she sets the old calendar next to the new calendar, flips it open to January, and goes, oh, here's Chris's birthday, here's my birthday, here's Penny's birthday, here's Terry's birthday.
Wow.
Here's, and, like, and she, so then she flips a calendar. It's like, there's something so cool about her writing it down in a calendar, yeah, as opposed to me getting like, oh, crap, I got to send so-and-so a text. It's their birthday.
Yeah. You get everyone texts you at 9 a.m. when their alarm goes off.
Bro,
to remind you.
I've told you the trick, right?
What is it? No. What? Have you?
When you set your alarm for somebody's birthday, you put it in like TX birthday and you set an alarm for like 9:31.
So then you're off.
Yes. If you send the text at 8, they know it's just your TX birthday.
Yeah.
But so I have them set at all different times for all different people.
Oh, that's smart.
Because like, you're friends with Aaron, and Aaron's like, oh, he texted you at 9:31. Then I text her at like 12:47. So it's like,
yeah, okay,
different times.
That's very smart.
Because you guys are exactly a month apart, so you could compare notes. Whereas my mom would just like walk by the calendar whatever time she walks by and goes, oh, it's TX's birthday. It's May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Let's like.
Well, your mom probably takes it a step farther. She probably gets a card in the mail.
She does. She goes to Ace Hardware.
Yeah, that's old fashioned.
In Longmont.
I love that.
And buys a card 1 week in advance. So she's looking at it going, oh, there's TX. I got to buy his card on this day.
Wow.
And get it in the mail by this day. The cool thing is at Ace Hardware in Longmont, it's also a post office. So you can buy the card, fill the card out, hand it back to him, and just, you're done.
Wow.
Talk to your uncle. Like, okay. I don't know. That's something old fashioned that I kind of sort of miss.
The excitement of a new calendar. What pictures are going to be in this one? And it feels, the other one's all folded up and this one's crisp. And I like that. That's so, I like the thing that we've been doing old fashioned a lot.
Okay.
Or we, my wife.
You? Okay.
She's been baking bread.
Shut.
Uh-huh.
How much bread have you brought in?
None.
Oh, because you eat it.
Like, I
eat guarantee
it
you, she sends you with loaves, and you hork it down while you're on Arapahoe Road.
Those are the days I'm late. I'm in the parking lot just eating bread.
You're out there with a bottle of balsamic vinegar.
Yeah,
and like,
she's made it. So she makes like artisanal kind of bread that you slice up, you know, just have slices. But she also makes sandwich bread too. And once it's like one of those things, once you get into it, this old fashioned way, you really get into it. And now we don't even buy bread anymore because she just goes, oh, I'll make some
your
more.
Sandwiches that your kids eat. Are on homemade bread.
Yes.
Oh. Do you have a bread slicer?
She doesn't yet. But there's I'm eyeing some for some holidays.
Because you want, like, if I'm making a sandwich, if we're just doing whatever, then you can cut it any willy-nilly. Yeah. But on sandwiches, I want them like...
Even? Yeah, we have just the serrated knife. So,
wait, she's not... Because I don't know if you remember this, but we went through a phase in this country where everybody bought a bread maker, where you just basically threw all the crap in and it mixed it up and then it baked in the thing.
No.
She's like, has pans and bowls.
Special pans. Yeah, we've got all the special like shaped pans to bake it. Let the dough sit for a while, let the yeast rise, all that stuff. And it's so good. There's no going back. Once you go back, once you have tasted fresh homemade bread, you just realize old fashioned's better.
I can't join you on this, but could I throw money at her to make me some bread every once in a while?
I'll bring you some bread in. I can have some self-discipline.
I don't believe you.
Maybe don't butter it before I leave, honey. You make it too hard.
Well, the other thing my mom does that's super old-fashioned, she has in her basement, next to her washer, what's the thing that's next to your washer called?
The dryer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dry.
But she has a clothesline.
What?
And her sheets.
For everything?
Only white things. Like, she wants her sheets and towels and just like your linens, I guess. Like, white things felt very racially motivated. No, just her linens she takes outside, and like she'll wait till there's a sunny day. Even in the winter, she's like, there's still sunny enough days. It'll get dry, but then a little bit of ice on it or whatever. But for the most part, as long as there's no precipitation, it will dry. And she puts her stuff on a clothesline. And I'm telling you, like... I laid down on one of their beds and it's like, holy crap.
What?
Sheets.
You can tell?
You put a dryer sheet in, but it's got an artificial like, ooh, outdoor rain. No, outdoor rain. The real scent of like aspen trees and pine trees, just all the crap in the backyard is on your sheets.
I do like that. There's probably something very therapeutic about the process of clipping it up and folding it out.
And then and it's not all bunched up in your washer. Mm-hmm. It's like it dries flat.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah, because it always, a pillowcase ends up inside the sheet or something, and this one's wet.
God. But nothing's dry. Like, it all clumps up inside my fitted sheet, but like at my mom's house, it's unbelievable.
I like that. I'll come visit your mom's house. It sounds lovely.
I don't think you're invited, okay. But if you brought
bread for you. Oh.
if you do something the old-fashioned way, we'd love to hear what that is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
The other thing I do that's old-fashioned is I wear a watch. And my watch, if I don't wear it often enough because it has the automatic movement in it, it will stop working. And then I have to reset it. So I reset it today before I came in, actually, because I hadn't worn it.
That's
long
so
enough.
Lame, dude.
It's cool. It's therapeutic.
I know.
It's the same. Remember the sheets outside?
No,
it's similar.
No, it's different. Because what? No. I don't know. I like my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Or I want, because to me, if you're going to wear a manual watch, then it's got to be a move.
No,
it's
got to
be a flex.
Okay.
It's got to be a Rolex or something.
Kmart has some nice watches, fella. I'll tell you.
Do you wash your dishes by hand?
Some of them, yeah, we do.
Dishes, I bet you do.
Yeah, those, and then when you have kids, they have a lot of like weird plasticky stuff that can't go in. But that doesn't feel.
No,
good.
That's still cool. That's still cool because I have so many things that say they're dishwasher safe, but I won't do it. My Hexclad, they claim they're dishwasher safe. I won't do it. Yeah. I don't want the guy who yells at you in Hell's Kitchen. What's his name?
Gordon Ramsay.
That guy.
Yeah,
because I think he's
having another baby. Actually,
he is.
He is. Yeah,
I didn't know.
I think it's like their sixth. Well, their family.
That's an old-fashioned thing to do. The other thing that I do that I find, I don't think this is old-fashioned. I think everybody does what I do. Because there was a list of things that people do the old-fashioned way, and one of them was open cans by hand. Mm-hmm. I think can openers had their moment, like in the 80s or 90s or something, but I don't think people... Do you have a can opener at your house?
No. You mean like an automatic one? No. We have a thing that you twist.
Yes!
Yeah.
But people say that's old fashioned because we have an electronic one. But it's like, I don't need another effing appliance on my counter.
I agree. I don't know that I've ever seen an electric
can
opener.
My mom still has one. Even though she has a calendar and her sheets are hanging outside, she has and it's just like, and it takes you 10 tries to get it up in the thing and get it to stick. And I'm like, Mom, by the time you have that done, I'm like, done. I love my KitchenAid, like hand cranking.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We had a Pampered Chef one growing up. I remember that was like a big deal for a while.
Dude, because like, and you can even turn it, I don't want to get weird, but you turn it on its side a different way than you think you would do it. Mm. And you take the whole top of the can off. I'm going to just, there's TikTok videos about it. Just do, you think you take the middle of the top of the can off? No, you go on the side and you're basically on the seam and the top of the can pops right off.
Oh.
It's the greatest thing. And then it's not sharp.
Oh,
you're welcome.
I love that.
All right. If you're old fashioned, if you're printing MapQuest directions or you're driving a manual transmission, whatever you're old fashioned about, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it turns out, T-Hack is the most old fashioned person. Like, you're weird. Mm,
a little
bread
bit.
Bread makers, butter churners.
Yeah, a bread eater, really.
Yes, your wife. So we're looking for the things that you do that are old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be old fashioned.
Yeah, do you have anything? Nothing?
I said just the like, I use the regular can opener, but I also grate my own cheese. But I don't think that's old fashioned. It just tastes better.
That's good. Yeah, we buy the shredded cheese, so that's you're.
But you're not melting it then, because to keep it apart, they put cornstarch on it so that they're separate, so it just doesn't melt right.
Oh.
That's why you should always shred your own cheese. I don't think that's old fashioned as much as I think it is just like cool. Whoa, geez, somebody's landing the shuttle here. Jan,
I am a millennial that hates texting.
You hate texting?
I hate texting. I only make calls.
Oh my God. I hate you. I don't hate you, but I can't stand it. Like, I don't want to have to have a whole conversation with, how are you? Good. How are you? How's the family? Good. It's like, hey man, will you be at bowling tonight?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. I always feel I'm catching people at a bad time.
My friends
hate it. Yeah. So, do your friends hate you?
Yeah, my friends hate that I make calls all the time to them, but I would rather just call them than text them.
Right.
I do a little, it's similar, I think. I just go down to people's offices. If I have a question, I don't send an email to them here at work.
Yeah, people hate you.
I think so, yeah.
They've been coming to me asking to do an intervention on you. Okay. Yeah, nobody likes that. Thanks, Jan. Antonio?
Yai.
Old-fashioned, what do you do?
So my husband tells me that he's married to an 80-year-old woman because my taste in music and my taste in movies is just completely old school.
Okay.
I grew up with my grandparents. Every Sunday, I make handmade tortillas. when the holidays come up, I watch White Christmas immediately after Thanksgiving. Gone with the Wind is my favorite movie, and it just goes downhill from there.
Can we go back to the tortillas, and can you bring some in trade for some bread?
Absolutely.
Homemade tortillas. I don't know what it's just different.
Yeah, there's the
fluffier. Flour and corn. I make them both.
Oh,
oh my God.
Antonio, wow. I can't focus now.
That's going to be, I'm really having some hunger pangs because I can smell the bread on TX breath. Thank you for the call. David?
Yeah.
What are you old fashioned about?
We still use calendars as well. And now that Christmas is coming up, pretty much everybody throughout the family gets them for Christmas.
Calendars as gifts?
Yeah, well, just stocking stuffers. So,
I said, I'm a little jealous of my mom, but I'm also like, if you gave me a calendar, I think I'd be real mad at you.
Yeah, no, just even the kids are using them, you know. So,
what about those calendars?
You know, I'm visual, so I need to see them as well. So I don't mind.
All right.
What about the ones with like you peel off every day and it's got like a joke on it or a little? Would you do that?
No.
Okay.
Like the desk calendar?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
I have a return to make then.
Brittany?
Yay.
What are you old-fashioned about?
I still make lists for everything, like handwritten lists, grocery lists, to-do lists.
Like on paper with a writing utensil?
I don't use my phone for anything. Yes.
You know there's an app in your phone that you can just type it.
Yeah, that would probably be easier, but I just have lists everywhere.
We do the same thing. We have like a running list on the side of the fridge if something's out.
But then you have to remember to grab the list.
Oh, no. Not only that, my wife rewrites the list in the right order before she goes.
Oh, nice. Yes. Alphabetically by store.
What year is it at your house in Parker? You write by candlelight?
Oh.
Sandra?
Yai.
Yai. What do you do that's old-fashioned?
So I do a couple things, but I keep an old-fashioned phone book with all of my numbers in it, which nobody hardly ever does, and I still sew my own clothes with the sewing machine.
You sew, like, you just fix them, or you make them?
I make them. I do patterns, certain patterns, and follow those patterns and make my own clothes with the sewing machine.
Oh, that's cool. That's actually kind of trendy.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, to, like, go thrifting, you find something, you can alter it, no?
No. She's sewing. She's going to, like, Joann Fabrics.
Yeah. That's,
and making.
That was my childhood. That's why my mom did that all the time.
Laura?
Yai.
What are you old-fashioned about?
Reading. So when I was in college and they would assign the articles aplenty to read, I would always have to print out the PDFs and read them on paper.
Shut up.
highlight them, cut them apart to make note cards for
oh, my God.
And now to this day, like I don't use a Kindle. I need a regular book. If I want the news, I will go buy a newspaper.
Oh my God. My mom offered me a newspaper the other day and I'm like, for what? Yeah. I'm not trying to start a fire.
Yeah, I didn't pee the bed.
What? I don't. Okay.
You put the paper down after you pee.
You do?
Yeah. To keep. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you didn't go through it like I went
Francie.
Through it.
Francie.
Yai.
What are you old-fashioned about?
Well, not only do I still write a lot of checks, but I balance my checkbook monthly.
So if I'm at King Soopers and you're up there with your little stupid checkbook and you haven't written any of your check.
Well, I don't do that every time, but I do that occasionally. But I write a lot of checks for a lot of stuff. And
what makes you determine what's check worthy and what isn't?
Well, it's easier to balance your checkbook if you are subtracting just check numbers rather than debit amounts that you have to. That I
do you know how many people are like, because when we're behind you at King Soopers, you are lucky that we don't ram you to death with our carts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't, do we, how do we? Let's just.
News. News. No. News. Help. News. Help.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
All right. So the problem we're having right now is Aaron is not in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have. So what happens? Do you do all the stories? Do I do some? Like, I don't. Do you, I mean, because just.
I'll just. I can. I, however you feel. Let's start. Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is National French Dip Day. Are you a big fan of French dips?
I'm going to tell you something about French dips. Because I saw that today is National French Dip Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I've had a French dip since I was a child. But I was flipping. Okay. Like, Arby's did a French dip for a while. Do they still?
I don't know. Because what makes it the French dip is that
au jus,
yeah.
Yes. Like, the juice that fell off of it while mm-hmm. you were cooking it.
Yeah. Let's get it soggy.
Oh, man. There's something about, because I saw it on commercials, like, Arby's would always be like, it was before they were We Have the Meats, and, like, I never wanted, like, the horsey sauce seemed weird to me. That's the horseradish one, and mm-hmm. then the Arby's sauce was, like, weird. I always wanted a French dip, and then when I got one for the first time, just the soggy bread, it is a little like horking down a Nathan's hot dog in the hot dog eating contest, because yeah. you're just soggifying the bread and just like, oh, you're just like gumming it to death.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it, yeah.
But there's something about it that makes me want to leave the show right now and go get one.
It does look so good. The meat looks so good. The cheese, the bread always looks so good. But then, and even the au jus looks good, but then just the dip, I don't know. I think I've only
it's
had
so good,
one.
Dude.
They served it at school one time, like at the cafeteria.
Yeah, but school ones aren't going to be that good.
That can't be it. I think we were dipping it in, it wasn't au jus. Who knows what that was?
What were you?
Dishwater or something. But,
like, I want to know where you go to get a real one, though.
I would love to know. Yeah, because I need to have a real one.
Is there a restaurant? Because I feel like the French dip was probably born from the way a lot of things are born, where it's just like, the chef is like, oh man, we have all this roast beef we didn't eat yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw it. on this stale bread we have from yesterday, and the only way to disguise it is to make people dip it so it gets wet again. So then they just do that.
Here's what I want to know about the French dip.
Yeah.
Is it offensive to assume that a French place would have it? Like, I don't think a French place
would... Yes, I would very much say French places do not have French dips.
Just like they wouldn't have French fry. You wouldn't be like, oh, I want to try your French... That'd be wildly offensive,
they have,
right?
They have French onion soup, and that's the only thing with French in the okay. The rest is like Chateaubriand. So no.
Okay.
That's a hard pass on that.
Okay. Good evening.
This feels weird.
It does, yeah. Back to you, Hack.
Okay.
This is big news, actually. The Toy Hall of Fame inductees. Now, they were announced a few months ago, but they have been officially...
These are always so lame. Are you really going to do this?
I am, yes. So, there were lots of good nominees this year.
Okay.
Apples to apples, balloons. I won't
read
them all.
Hold on, apples to apples is a dumb game.
But it didn't get in, so...
Oh, it didn't get in.
No, it didn't get in. They're just nominated. But the ones... We'll just skip to the ones that did get in. They were announced this morning.
Did you say balloons?
Yeah, balloons. They should be in.
Just balloons.
Just classic, yeah. Just a balloon.
As a toy?
Yeah.
Not a game called balloons.
You know, hit it up.
But that's not a... That's a game we invented with a balloon. But like, if it's... A balloon is not a toy. Who thinks a balloon is a toy? 51059. Balloon, toy, balloon, no toy.
You
balloon is not a toy.
More classic than a balloon.
No, because then, like, dishwasher box. Dishwasher box. The box your dishwasher came in. Played in it more than I played with any other toy I ever had as a kid. But that, is it in the... Balloons are things you put up at a party, and then eventually your kids will play with them because they play with all... It's like, I spent $700 on toys for you, and you're playing with the dishwasher box and the balloon, but it's not a toy. I will die on this hill.
I've had to blow up a lot of balloons recently because we had my son's birthday, and there's a lot... He wants to help, but then he just... slobbers on him, and then he's like, here, you do it.
Yeah, and
you're like,
you do this half slobber.
Like, you could just let me do
fully,
it, I think.
Yeah, okay.
So the toys that actually made it.
Let's go.
My Little Pony.
Oh, God.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty
not
classic.
Good.
Where is it? Phase 10, a card game.
Never
you ever
heard
played
of it.
Phase 10?
Phase 10?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah. Okay. But the main one that I'm the most excited about that finally made it in the Toy Hall of Fame,
yes.
Transformers. More than meets the eye. Meet Transformers.
All of them?
Yeah, just the...
Yeah, just
all
like the
them.
Whole brand in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the Decepticons.
Really, only Optimus should have made it in, is what I'm saying.
My son would probably agree with that. That's why I'm so excited. He's a big, big Transformers fan. So congrats to all the other Transformers fans.
All right. Can I try this then?
Yeah, you
let
do
me just,
one. I'm
just,
failing. You
no, no, you're
out.
Not failing, but I feel like there has to be a back and forth. And then, like, I've just always wanted good evening.
It
you know,
funny.
I sometimes say it back to you.
Yeah, good evening.
If you have balloons in your butt, it's TikTok's fault.
Oh, wow. Toy Hall of Fame nominee, balloon.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Apparently, people who doom scroll or who just sit and watch TikTok all day long, they're sitting on their butts, and eventually they're giving themselves hemorrhoids.
What?
Yes, hemorrhoids, like... People are stocking up on Preparation H. It's like a COVID like thing because you're just sitting the whole time. And if you're doing it on the toilet is when it's happening. So you're just sitting there and you're like, because you go to sit on the toilet, not when you got to go number two, but you're going to just scroll. So then you're sitting there and you're like, oh man, I've been sitting here for 2 hours. I should just knock one out. And then you're like,
I see. Yeah. Ouch.
That's what gives you hemorrhoids.
This sounds like something your parents would say, like, you know, if you're on that phone too long, you'll get a hemorrhoid. If you
you'll
sit too
blind.
Close to the TV.
Right. This is really happening.
Hairy palms, all
10
that.
10 to 15 minutes is the maximum amount of time you should be on the toilet.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
How long are you? Okay. Hold up. I swear to you, I am not making this up. If I'm on the toilet longer than a minute, something is wrong.
A minute?
Bro,
what?
I don't go in until my contractions are super close together.
Okay.
I've had, the gravy has broken. And I
a
just
minute.
Rock in there and just.
A minute. I take a minute just to clean up at least.
Like, I know, you're a bidet guy.
I am, yeah.
All right,
that draws me in.
Do you have one more? Or are we done?
Yeah, American. Good evening.
Good evening.
Americans have voted, and it is announced we finally have a
Dude,
new.
We don't do politics on this show.
Top Skittle color.
Are Skittles one of the ones that we're being lied to? Hold on.
No.
Skittles do have different flavors?
They do have different flavors, and I just kind of found this out because I.
What doesn't?
M&M's
don't.
Fruit Loops don't. M&M's
don't. Fruit Loops don't. Okay, yeah.
But I just pour all the Skittles in, and I just eat them all.
You just hork a whole pile
of,
like,
green, red, purple. Yeah, to me, like, that's the Skittles green, red, flavor is all of them. That's
Can
Skittles.
Can I guess what the favorite flavor is?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you green is not it, 100%.
No, green is number four.
Okay, good, because green is is green lime or something? Does it say what they are?
No.
But green to me is, if I had to guess, it's going to be one of the red or pink. Is there a pink? I'm going to say, here's the weird thing. If it's purple, the whole thing is a lie, because purple candy tastes like cough syrup, and no one wants cough syrup.
Oh, I love grape candy.
You do?
I love grape, yeah.
Do you like cough syrup?
Kinda.
You're a scissor up guy? You're of the generation.
Big scissor.
You're drinking something out of a bathtub at a party. Oh my God, you're nasty. What is purple not number one?
Purple comes in at number two. Number one, you were right on the money. Red is the favorite Skittle color.
And we don't know what it is?
No, I don't know. I just eat them all.
All right, just text in what you think red is and tell us about the balloons in your butt.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This sickens me that you're one of these people.
Why? I'm smart. I plan ahead.
There's a story out that says, I want to like you. But 80% of people.
I make it so hard.
80% of people have left a big event early to beat traffic. Now, in my head, let me just start here. When I say big event, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Like a concert.
Okay.
Concert, game.
Okay. Those are the exact two things I thought of.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Concert.
See, great. We're vibing. We're getting vibing. Along.
You're going to leave early. You were music director of this radio station. You've been to a ton of concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You know how concerts work.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song that the band you've gone to see is most famous for.
Right.
When do they play that, T-Hack?
Not first. It's usually...
Okay. Specifically, when do 99.999% of bands play that's Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi? When do they play that?
Last, if not even after last.
But yeah, after last. Encore.
Yeah.
Last.
So last, yeah, way last.
Last, mm-hmm. Right. So if you want to hear your favorite song and you've left early,
you've missed that one.
Right.
The big one. Yeah. But you're beating traffic. You're getting out of the lot quicker because there's no line. You're getting an Uber quicker, maybe.
Did you go to a concert or did you go to a get out of the lot earlier race? Like, explain to me. I've never understood it. Like, there are people who've left. I can't remember what game it was from the Broncos because they're current. But there was a thing where it was like, it was Baltimore or somebody was kicking their butt and just people were like, might as well beat the traffic. And Broncos stormed back and beat them.
Wow. Yeah. That's a risk. But that doesn't happen all the time.
But
especially at a concert, you're like, yeah, the big song that I've heard a bunch of times.
That's
like,
why it's their biggest one. Why did you pay money to go to the concert if you didn't stay for the song?
But also, I'm paying a babysitter. I'm paying a meter outside. Like, I'm paying other things, too, that are all they're racking up.
If I... A meter outside?
I don't know. Where... It sounded good.
What concert are you going that has a parking meter? What are you even talking about?
You're right. The babysitter.
That's not true. Like, if you hired a babysitter, your intent was to stay out till midnight or to stay out till the end of the Bronco game or the Rockies game or the Avalanche game or the Nuggets game or whatever it is. Explain to me, like...
Sometimes staying up late sounds better in theory, and then you get to that moment and it's like... I'm not cut out for this anymore. Where's my nightcap?
Can you just walk with me? Like, once you've heard that final song from, I'm gonna make this one heard for you from the band Camino, one of your favorite bands. Mm-hmm. What's the song you really want to hear?
Daphne Blue or
How about Benson Boone?
Or I think I like
when he's playing our big old Christmas soiree.
Yeah,
like. What's his big
beautiful
song?
Beautiful Things.
There you go. Beautiful Things.
Yeah. And there is some, I will give you that, because when you do stay, it's magic. I mean, it's awesome.
It's 100%. And even if you're stuck in traffic at the end, you have something inspiring to be stuck in traffic with. You're sitting with everybody in the car. It's like, did you see when he did the backflip? Holy. He's like, and he was like in the air for like ever. He's like, what?
Are people that nice after the concert? I feel like everyone's mean. They're all honking, trying to get out. And...
Yes, they're mean, but like you're inside your vehicle. There's this camaraderie stayed and watched the Broncos win. We stayed and watched Benson Boone do a backflip. We stayed and saw Daphne Blue. Like, and then you're singing the song and you put it on the radio. You turn on Alice and they're like, we know you're leaving the band Camino concert. Hey, I don't know who we have on the station that's British, but they play your song. Like, but instead, your punk ass is home in bed
With a Metamucil or something. A nice warm tea.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I promise this is not about me. We want to talk about dirty divorces.
I don't think it's about me either, though.
Well, basically, there was like a Reddit thread or something that I was perusing, and I wasn't looking for examples of dirty. It was just a thing I stumbled upon, and as I read through them, it made me feel better about my divorce, for sure.
Oh, good.
My divorce drug on for a long time, and it wasn't exactly, but it wasn't like, there's a person, this is one that they said, they helped their friend move out of a house. The guy was cheating on her and the whole thing. And she moved out in secret when he was somewhere else. And she took everything.
Oh.
And when I say everything, this is what a dirty divorce looks like. They took the light bulbs from every fixture, every lamp.
Really?
And all they left him with were flashlights.
Wow.
But they took the batteries.
No.
So he came home to now he cheated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And maybe somehow kind of sort of, if you believe in karma or whatever, deserved some sort of punishment. But like in my mind, you took the lights out of the fridge too. Like,
oh no. Wow.
Like if you're going to do it, you got to do it. You got to commit. Microwave light, gone. Oven light, gone.
There's so many lights.
There's so many extra lights.
Oh, wow.
The light in the thing that you never knew existed over the range.
Yeah, underneath.
That light. Yeah, there's light bulbs there. Just sometimes you have to remove a screen first, but yeah. They took all the lights.
See, that's
and
where
everything in the house.
It's so petty. Once you're getting out the mini screwdrivers and stuff to specifically.
But that's a dirty divorce.
Yeah.
That's what we want to talk about. Like, the grossest thing. I mean, it could just be... dirty thing you did in a breakup, but there's something, it's got more stank on it.
Mm-hmm. And more of a permanence to it. Of just
if it's a divorce and it's like, you just decided to, like, I've known so many people that like, they went after their sig other's favorite thing, even though they didn't want it.
Mm.
Like, I knew a woman who made sure she won his, it was like, I don't think it was a hand-me-down because then they probably would have given it to him, but he had a Harley Davidson that he loved. He doted on it. He did whatever, but he also had like a Mustang that he loved and whatever. And so she was like, you get one or the other. So she took his Harley.
Wow.
And you're just like,
the right answer is, I want you back, honey.
No.
Just I want like, all three.
Nope. So she like she had no desire to have a Harley. She never wanted to ride the bike. And I don't even know what she did with it. I forget what she did. This was somebody that I knew, friends of friends. But it was like, I think she did something terrible with it.
Had like a ceremonial. Did she bash it or something?
No, like, I think she like sold it to somebody on his block.
Oh, so he has to see it.
Had to see it. Like she did something real conniving because he got the house and whatever. And she was just like, you know, went up the street. He's like, Tom, I know you've been eyeing the bike forever. I'd sell it to you for $200 or something. And it was like, a, you know, this $20,000 Harley. Just so blah, 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 blah. Like rode it up a pass. She was like, one caveat. You can never sell it back to him.
Wow.
And he probably signed some contract. It was like, that's, it's just filthy. You want him to, it's when you want him to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you've watched Ted Lasso, she, in that show, he owned the soccer club, the football club. And she won it in the divorce, not because she wanted it, because she wanted to hurt him. And that's why she hired an American football coach so she could destroy the team. Spoiler alert, it didn't work, but like...
Wow.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for that happened in a dirty divorce.
It's so making me nervous. I don't want to go home
no,
now.
No, I mean, you're going to be married forever.
Okay.
But if Angie's listening...
All my shoes.
Take
what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
That is exactly what... That's how you go after you.
I've seen that before where the ex is not in a divorce, I don't know, but they've scraped like you with the Sharpie or just cut them up or whatever of the sneakers, just destroy them.
But nobody, like,
nobody wins.
All right. If you've been through a dirty divorce, we want to hear how dirty it got. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have not been through a divorce, thankfully, but what it seems like is when you get to fighting about certain things, like this couple fought over a $25 service fee on a washing machine repair.
Okay.
So instead of just settling it, they went with the lawyers, and then they're both spending more than the $25.
I know what this looks like.
To then argue over the smaller amounts.
I've done that exact thing.
Really? Were you arguing?
No, I spent more. I'm not going to get into it, but I spent more money on my lawyer, and she would have had to have done the same thing. Arguing over amount of money that was considerably less than we each spent.
And the lawyers love it. They're like,
of course, they're like, keep fighting over this.
Yeah, don't you
25.
Have...
So wait a minute. So they owed the bill. And it's like, I'm not going to pay it. You're not going to. It's like,
yeah. So they like took it as part of the court. Like, well, who's responsible for this? And the lawyers were like, this is going to take a while to figure this out. We'll bilk you.
Another one that I read on this Reddit thread. There was a couple more that like really hit me at home. And I don't know why a judge would do this, but this person had been collecting rocks their whole life.
Mm.
Like they're probably one of those people whose dad gave them the polishing kit when they were little and they'd collect rocks together. And it's like, this is a rock we got at Yellowstone. We were there.
Oh,
this is a rock we found in, you know, Glenwood Springs or whatever. Had all the rocks and the sig other took the rock collection.
No.
That just seems just like if you can prove I've been collecting rocks.
Yeah.
But it's just what you do when you're hurt. Hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like,
those are my rocks.
I have to, I'm going to take it out on your
throw
rocks.
Throw through your window after I win them.
I know somebody in a divorce who took the cat and didn't even like cats, but knew his sig other really loved the cat.
Wow.
So and then he had to just raise a cat.
Yeah.
No, but it's just, you know that she's hurting every day and she misses the cat. The other big one, and this one hits me so hard to think about it. They were in the middle of the divorce or in the middle of the separation or whatever. And he went in. Now, if this was me, you could do it multiple times. I don't know how many times he did it. Because I have a closet, as you know, full, top to bottom of jigsaw puzzles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've even borrowed some from you before.
He took pieces out. One piece.
No.
One piece. So you have all these 999-piece jigsaw puzzles. So you spend hours and hours putting together this thing. And then you're just like, Where's the?
Oh, and he's got it. He's just
He's just got a stack of like 10 puzzle pieces. But then nothing she ever does is ever complete again.
Mm.
You have to get rid of all your puzzles. Because having a 999 piece puzzle is the most frustrating thing that will ever happen to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
All right. So if you've gone dirty in a divorce, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about divorces. Not because I've had yet another, just because.
And not because I'm getting one. Why are we talking about
this? Line one, Angie.
Come on.
No, I'm just kidding. We just want to hear about.
She would do the yai. She would do it. She wouldn't forget.
One last time.
Come on.
We want to hear about your dirty divorces. Robert?
Yai, guys.
Yai. Dirty divorce. What happened?
Well, this was my second of three. Slacker, you can relate.
Easy, Tiger.
So she was the hardest, and she got business, half the business, the house, everything else. But she always accused me of sleeping with one of our good friends, you know, young, real young, like half our age. And it never happened. But come the split up, I was in the house. She had went with her to her mom's, and I invited that gal over. And, yeah, we actually did it, and things
so
went wrong.
You weren't sleeping with that person, but you did once you got accused.
No, not even when I got accused, but at the end of the relationship when we decided to get the divorce and she moved out.
Yeah. No, that's...
Yeah, look, you put the idea in my head.
All right. I was just going to be over here. Yeah.
The funny part of it is the thing that covers broke, and I had to use her phones to treat the problem.
So what? Okay. I think there was a lot. Thank you, Robert. There was a lot of code in that, right?
I think, yeah.
The what broke?
I think the thing you don't want to break.
But what did he use instead?
Her.
I don't. Okay. Stevie.
Yai.
Yai. Dirty divorce. What happened to you?
I had surgery and there was complications. I was in the hospital for a few weeks. And then I had like five more surgeries and procedures after that. And the day after my very last one, he told me he wanted a divorce.
Oh, no.
So you're in recovery?
Yeah.
Stevie.
Because he knows you can't, like...
Can you remove him, too?
Oh, my God. Like, that is so mean. But you're happier now, right?
Yes, I am. And this was all just... And my last surgery was in May.
Oh my God. Wow. So this is a fresh wound.
Oh yeah, very.
What a jerk. Like, I didn't know that sickness thing was like,
oh my God.
Serious.
Oh, my heart breaks for you. Thank you for the call, Stevie. Thomas?
Yeah.
Dirty divorce. What happened to you?
So a few years ago, I was a soldier. I was in Iraq. And my ex-wife... Now, at the time, she was cheating. As soon as I left, I found out I told her I was leaving her. And then when I got back from overseas, basically I was leaving her. And she cut the cable on our internet, which killed all the cameras. And she took my dogs. She took a knife and stabbed my tires that were worth like $2,600. Flattened all four of them, and she dumped my dogs on the side of the road, and one of them was hit and killed, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And then she went to a mental facility for 2 weeks and tried to claim insanity, but I'm smarter than her. I found her car in the hospital parking lot. I had her extra key, and I took out the dash cam, and I caught all of it on camera, and she just recently got charged.
Wow.
So she cut the camera so you couldn't see it, but didn't think about her own dash cam.
Well, the sick part about it was whenever she was at the hospital, right before she went in, she was messing with the dash cam. So she was trying to get rid of the evidence, but she just ran out of patience. And then I ended up finding it.
Oh my gosh.
These are getting dirtier than I That's so dirty. I'm sorry you had to go through that, man. That is awful.
That's just terrible.
You're way better off, and thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Wow. Mia.
Yai, guys.
Yai. Dirty divorce. What happened?
So someone I know, when they got divorced, her ex-husband, now ex-husband, took all of the photo albums, including her wedding album from her first marriage, and donated them to Goodwill.
Donated photo albums?
Yeah. So she had no photo albums from any of her life, her kids growing up, nothing. All of her photo albums.
Because, like, you know, your digital photos are your digital photos or on the cloud or whatever. But, like, oh my God.
Not the album and the other. Yeah.
You know what doesn't make sense? You loved that person so much you were willing to spend forever with them. Mm-hmm. And then I hate you so much.
I'm going to take every memory you've ever had and give it away.
Wow. Who? I have some beef with Goodwill. They won't take my rug, but you'll take your old photo albums? Yes. Who wants that?
Just wrap your rug in old photo albums.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
All right, this is going to be awkward because it's just me and you. Is bald beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Is it beautiful on men and women?
Yeah, I think so.
God, I've seen some really beautiful bald women.
Yeah, if you have a good head shape, it can look great. I think, especially for guys, because generally speaking, like, there's a male pattern baldness and stuff. And I think the key is guys try to hang on too long. And I find myself, I have a lot of hair. I'm very fortunate that way, but I don't know how long I'm going to have it. And
how old are you?
33.
Man, I think I was already losing my hair by then, dude.
My dad was too. And he's currently good. Bald. I hope. I mean, I always say it's turning gray a little bit. And I was like, I don't care what color it is, as long as there's some there.
Oh my God, if you had white hair.
It'd be sick.
It'd be kind of dope.
I know, I would like it. I would like it a lot.
You'd look even more like, there's something about, like, this is such a tangent, but like Deion Sanders, the coach of the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Sko Buffs! Yeah. All the commercials that he has shot for television were clearly shot 1 or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he's clean shaven with black hair.
Yes.
And at this point, if you haven't seen him, he is effing Santa Claus. He has the whitest beard. All of his hair is not gray, it's white.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so cool.
It does look
cool,
yeah.
You would be that.
I know, I would love it. I would love it. I don't care. As long as I have hair there, I'll be happy. But I find myself as a guy with a thick head of hair, fortunately.
Yeah.
I see other guys a lot, and I always ask my wife, I'm like,
You still love me if I...
Well, it's more so like, what if my hair looked like that? Should I let it go? Should I shave it?
Oh, like they have the, like...
Right, because some guys don't look bad, or you can tell they're thinning, but they still have enough of it.
You're right, they do. Some dudes hang on for... Like, seriously, when I had a bald spot the size of a dime, it was like...
You let it go that soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right. That's right. Because I do this preemptively with my wife because I don't want to be... Once you're in it yourself...
Yes.
I know it's going to be scary. I'm not going to want to shave it. So I'm trying to set like my baseline before I start losing, if I start losing my hair.
You're not going to lose your hair. Don't even put that out in the universe. You're not. You're not going to.
Okay.
But like, yeah. Here's the thing. We, at the time in radio, I spent so much time in clubs. And clubs mm-hmm. so often have black lights.
Yeah.
And when you have, like, your scalp is white, if you have even a dime on the back of your head, it looks like a spotlight is on it under a black light. So it's like, whoa, like the whiteness of your scalp shines through. Because I remember somebody came up to me at a club and went, you've got something in your hair. And I reached up and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have anything in my hair.
Oh.
It's the black light is showing. And I swear it was the size of a dime. I grabbed mirrors. I had people behind me. Like, and I was like, nope, that's it.
Wow.
I'm shaving my head. Like, done. Nope.
Okay. I think that's right. Because there's like YouTube channels and stuff dedicated to men taking the plunge, to shaving their head for the first time. And they always look better. 100% of the time, they look better. If they're at the point where they're considering shaving it, shave it.
But I'm going to tell you this. I have cracked my skull open so many times, never gotten stitches, just let it just heal. So when I'm standing there with the doing that, I'm like, you have no idea how misshapen your head is. Do you think your head's round?
I think it's very, very large, very round. But I have like bumps and stuff. I have like moles on it. So that's what I'd be nervous about that too.
Oh, it'd be hard for you to bick it then.
Yeah, and then it, I think it would look kind of strange. You'd be able to see all that.
We're never going to have to deal with that.
Okay. I like that.
Well, a survey came out and said bald men are sexy, and they've listed mm-hmm. the 10 sexiest bald men of this time period right now.
Okay.
And I'm upset.
Why is that?
Because I'm not on the list.
Mm.
Now, I understand.
I wrote you in.
I understand that maybe I'm not the most famous person in the world. And maybe that's not why I'm not on the list. But Danny DeVito's on the list, T-Hack.
That feels like a stretch. Is he sexy? Is Danny DeVito sexy?
If Danny DeVito came rolling up on you in a blacklit ridden club, a black light, like, hey.
With a big Jersey Mike
you
sub.
You want a sub? Yeah. Well, I mean, I let's go through the list. Prince okay. William, hot or not?
Was gorgeous, I think. From
with
what
the
I,
hair.
Yeah, with the hair, from what I've seen.
But people, now that he's, it's not as good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not as good.
There's a good bald head to beard ratio, I think. If you don't have some facial hair going on,
so
it can get off. Unless, there are guys that pull it off, like The Rock, he's on the list.
But he doesn't have a beard, right?
Right, so there are guys that pull it off, but it's tougher, I think.
So the beard thing, I have a beard, I shave my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I had somebody say this to me, and you know who you are, John. He's like, you look like your face is upside down.
Ooh. What?
And now that hurt, it hurt me. Like, I'm like, because then it's like, you can't grow hair on top, so you grow hair. And it feels like, but I didn't grow a beard out of compensation. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I grew my back hair out of compensation, but I didn't. Yeah. Like, so there's too many, like the problem with the bald hair and beard is there's too many of us.
It's a go-to. Yeah. I think glasses, too, with the bald. If you got a cool pair of glasses.
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
Then that's a good look, too.
Should I do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to get my dad to do that for a while, but he...
Do we think Shaq is hot? I don't think Shaq is that good looking with the bald head.
No.
But I don't... He's probably better looking than... I don't remember what kind of hair he had. Did he
just
have...
short hair. He just...
Okay.
Just short 90s cut.
Did he do the like shaven designs in it and stuff? Or
yeah, no? Yeah, he had some of that a little bit. When he was bald. He's been bald most of his career, though.
That's what I was thinking.
He was just in college in his first few seasons.
Charles Barkley's not on it. By the way, did you know Charles Barkley had a beef with our Rocky?
What?
Did you know about this?
No.
For some reason, I went down some scroll hole on the internet. Our Rocky, it's not the same guy in the Rocky suit anymore.
Okay.
Which is a bummer because that dude was...
Yeah, he was...
A fiend.
He's the best.
But him and Charles Barkley used to beat... Like, it was a thing.
When he was playing?
Yes!
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Rocky would go out and, like, F with him, and then Barkley would, knock him down. Like, oh, no. And I think they were kidding, but nobody really knows if, like, they were both in on it, or they both just... Like, Barkley would not pull punch. He, like, knocked Rocky down.
Oh, my... He's huge, too. He's a...
Barkley's ginormous, and Rocky's, like, 5'2".
Yeah, that's an unfair fight. Rocky looks good bald, too.
Rocky? Is he bald?
I don't know. I guess
he's
he has
a
fur.
Cat. Is Rocky a cat?
Yeah, what is Rocky? Like a mountain lion?
Oh.
Isn't he?
Why is his name Rocky?
The Rocky Mountains.
Okay. Maybe. Couple more. Kelly Slater. Don't know who that is.
Pro surfer, yeah. Looks good. Although the surfer, yeah.
No, you got to have your hair and be a surfer.
I think he used to have long, like the blonde surfer hair. Maybe he didn't.
We'll put this whole list up on social media. I just need you people to do this.
No, he looks good. Never mind. I'm thinking of something else. Kelly Slater looks really good.
I'm going to give you the text line. It is 51059. And you can either write DeVito.
don't do this.
You're right.
You're setting yourself up.
So many people hate me so much. I want you to decide if I'm sexier than Danny DeVito. You type the word slacker to 51059.
Okay. They're coming in already.
Or...
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
DeVito.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need advice. You know how I don't know how to go places by myself?
Mm. Okay, yeah. I don't know that I really do either.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I think I'm asking the people who are listening. I'm going somewhere tonight, but not by myself, but by myself. Okay, there is a concert tonight. Should I say who it is? Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Sure.
It's a band called Chase Atlantic. I've never heard of Chase Atlantic.
Okay.
I know almost nothing about them. I think they're Australian. And I think
they are, yeah.
And I think they're R&B.
And yeah, they are.
And here's the other thing I think I know about them, but I don't actually know. I think 24K Golden is opening up.
Oh, really?
I mean,
wow. He's big, so they're bigger than
isn't
him.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's only got that one song, right? Why you always in the mood?
That was his biggest song. I'm a 24K Golden fan. He's got a few more, but then none were.
The song Victor. Did he have another song before that? Victorious or something?
I don't know. He has a song called Prada. He has a song called Coco. In my head, he has another song.
Okay, erase everything I've said to this point. Tiak, do you want to go to a concert with me tonight?
Is it with 24K Golden?
Yes, it's 24K Golden, I think. But I know it's Chase Atlantic. Here's the problem, and this is where I need help. I'm not dreading it, don't get me wrong. I need help on like 20 different fronts. Okay, here it is. My daughter and one of her good friends wanted to go to this show. I asked the powers that be here. They said, no problem. We'll get you tickets. They failed me miserably.
What?
But I have an old friend who worked for Hard Rock and now works for Live Nation. And I was able to get tickets through him. And I've got tickets to go to the show tonight. My daughter, probably when we get there, they're going to just abandon me.
Question one. Get away from dad. That's step one.
Should I allow that? This is two 14-year-old girls. Look at this band. Like, what kind of people are going to be there? And I'm not saying, but like, would you trust, fast forward 14 years, 13 years on your daughter, Hazel? Can you imagine a world where you just go, run off? Like,
I don't know. These guys, they've got a look. They look kind of like Korn to me.
Yes, but, you know? But they're R&B. So what, like, would you trust your kid to run off? Like, this is one of those things. I'm admitting right now that I'm a helicopter parent, and I know I gotta let go, but it's different with girls. Girls at a concert, like with the Diddy stuff and Bill Cosby stuff, men sometimes do things to women. I know I'm being so, but like, would you just,
right,
dude.
But you want to protect her.
Yes.
Right.
But I also don't want to have to stand by her and have her like the narc standing behind her when she's having fun with her friend. But so question one, answer this at 51059. Should I just let her roam? When we get to the show, should I go, hey, in between acts, you got to meet me at the back bar for 5 minutes and just show your face?
That seems reasonable to me because you're in a confined area, right?
Yes. So it's at the Fillmore where we have like Alice in Winterland and we have a lot of our big Fillmore concerts there.
So she's there. She can't leave because she can't get back in, right? So you know she's...
But she could be drug out of there. And I'm not saying Fillmore, love you. Things like that don't happen at your venue. But like, I don't want to be the first person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how do you keep an eye on her without keeping an eye on her?
We went to the concert that was the scary concert at Red Rocks, the Louis Tomlinson, hailstorm happened.
Yeah, the big one.
And so I was next to my daughter when the hail happened. I put my coat over her head so no damage was done to her. There were so many 12 to 14 year old girls whose parents had done what I'm describing, had gone, feel free, just get down front, watch Louis. I'll be up at the back bar at Red Rocks.
Mm.
Well, when the crap hit the fan, like they couldn't get to their kids. So these kids are going through this tragedy. And I'm like the memory of that has me scarred for tonight. Cause to leave her alone in this concert, if something bad happened, scares the crap out of me. So there's one.
You just gave me goosebumps.
I know, that's
man.
What I'm saying.
That's a big thing that you went through and you went through together. Do you think she'll feel any of that? Will she want to get away from you?
I think inside a place that she can't be hailed on, she doesn't think about the other terrible things that could happen that aren't weather related. Okay?
Yeah.
So there's that. Okay. Now you have that whole side of the story. Text in to 51059. Leave her alone or stay next to her. Here's my next question. Then what do I do? What am I doing for the entirety of this concert? Is there going to be a group? Like, you've seen the Taylor Swift concerts where there's just dads kind of milling together while their daughters are out, like, screaming every lyric, and the dads are just kind of, there's like a dad area. It's like a smoking section where you just keep the lonely dudes who don't know what is going on.
Yeah.
There
needs to be a section where it's like, not a creep.
Right.
Here for a reason.
That's exactly what I want.
Look at my hands. I'm not.
Is there that at the Fillmore? Or what do other parents do? Or can I let them in and go to a bar on Colfax? I shouldn't do that.
No, that feels like leaving her too. They're a little too young for it.
I don't know. Like,
to leave them completely alone.
So then I just stand there like a weirdo? Like, what do I do?
Get into the band, buy some merch.
Get into the band. Like, I have a few hours to learn Chase Atlantic songs. The only thing I'm going to sing is Mood tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you always in. I mean,
I'll probably close with that. But I don't know. I think, won't there be other dads? There'll be other dads in your situation. Parents. So, I mean, moms too.
My next thing. And I don't want to steal your thunder for hubby hookup that we're eventually going to do with you where we get people. But could we create a little friend group for tonight? That's like, hey, I'm going to the concert and my kids are going to I don't know. Is there a Lonely Hearts area or I'm not an effing loser section at the Fillmore or other concert venues? Because I just don't know what to do. Like, when you go to Ehlich's, eventually, this sounds crazy, but you're going to let this happen. Hmm. And it's going to be hard for you. But you're going to go and you're going to get a spot by the lazy river and you're going to be sitting there. And then you're going to go ahead and go off in the park. And your son is going to go clear over to a roller coaster. And you have this moment of panic because you don't know where he is. But you're like, you just have to trust it. You just have to go. Leo knows, and he's going to come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to let go of that grit. And I don't know that you have that because you've read so many books and you've done so many things where you're like, you're not the helicopter I am.
Well, not yet, because they're in my house all the time. I mean, it's a different thing when, like you're saying, when you go out to an event like that.
You're eventually going to be in this situation at amusement parks, but that's different because then you have a ride that you like that you can be on at this concert tonight. Where do people like me go?
Where you like the bar.
All right. Text into 51059. Where should I be and should I let my daughter run free?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Do we get to do it? Are we going to do it?
We do, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Here comes the theme song.
Yes.
Teed off with T-Hack. Oh man, he's real teed off today.
What are you teed off about?
I'm very teed off. Have you ever been so right and wrong at the same time?
God, I've only been half of that. Okay. I'm pretty much, no, I'm always right. What?
Okay. Well, so this happened to me recently. My son's birthday just happened. He turned the big 05. That's like a little joke I've been saying. You know, people say the big 50, but he's the big 05. So he's 5 years
old.
Can I
have a moment?
Sure. Now you're teed off. That's all it took.
When was his birthday?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay. The sheer amount of birthdays I've missed for your children.
Oh, no.
It's
okay. Yeah.
No, I think sometimes I'd like people to text in to 51059 and just feel me out on this. Like, do you think T-Hack brings up his kids' birthdays as a means of like going, hey, man, you missed another one? Because yeah. I think
we're
you
up to
do.
Six kids now, too. You've been way behind.
Because I got invited to like his first birthday, maybe.
Yeah, because the first one's just adults getting together. Doesn't really have.
And you gave me some. Did I get squirrely on like the apple cider caramel thing or something? Did anything happen?
No, you were great. You brought pretzels even. You brought soft
pretzels
for me.
Yeah, I did. I stopped by Auntie.
That was great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Sorry, Leo, about missing your 05.
Yeah, it's okay. So we got the big birthday coming up, or it happened. But while it was coming up, my wife is planning the party and I'm helping her. And this year he's got a lot of friends because he's in school and the party's changing every year. It's a little different. More kids, less adults.
Less about adults. Okay, I get that.
Yeah. And this year she's going, I really want to have it outside. I want to have it at the park. Because there's nothing Leo loves more than playing at the park, and he would love it even more if his friends from school who never are at the park could come and we'll have it at the park.
Let's go.
We'll have the cake, all that. But she's so nervous because his birthday's in November, and she's like,
if it's snowing,
even
just cold in general.
Exactly. We're out of luck.
You've ruined his birthday.
So she's panicking because she's like, I don't know, should we schedule it at the outside or should we just scrap it? Should we have it at like a trampoline place instead? And she's asking me about it. And I'm like, look, it's fine. It's Colorado. It's November. It's fine. And I'm pulling up the history of here's the temperature it was last year on this date. Oh, 47 and sunny. Oh, 52 2 years ago. 6 years.
You're smarter than this. You should be smarter than this.
I looked up every year that we had been here.
I know, but
they were all fine.
Yeah, but you can't predict. There's no way to know based on last year. Like, you know that all of a sudden, like this year, it could snow till like June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like you just, and well, some years it's done in March. It's just like, I'm done. You've had enough winter. Let's move on. So like.
Well, that's what my wife is so worried about. And I'm trying to help her and guide her and be the you know, the positive force of like, no, it'll be fine.
Right.
How many days is it?
Yeah.
So finally she agrees. All right, we'll have it at the park. She sends out the invitations, all of that. And then we're seeing there's snow. There's snow upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And this may seem familiar because we got a lot of snow last week.
Mm-hmm.
More than 30 years, the biggest snowstorm in 30 years here in Colorado.
Okay.
And we had to have the birthday party inside. So the whole time
Wait, the party was during the snowstorm?
Yes, it was during the snowstorm. So I was right the whole time because it's like, look, it's going to be fine. I mean, even the day after
Hold
the party,
on,
it's like
you
56.
Were not right.
But I was right in my... No, I was both. I was right and wrong at the same time.
You were mostly wrong. You used the farmer's almanac, and you were wrong.
But what was I supposed to do? We were supposed to just
plan it inside, no matter what, in November. The odds are it's at the very least going to be cold. That freak show 70-degree like stretch we had there. Mm-hmm. That never happened.
That's what I was trying to tell her. Like, yes, there's cold, but the kids will have their jackets on. They'll be running. There's cold, and then there's like too cold to be outside. It'll be chilly. That's all it is. It'll be a fall day. It'll just be a sunny fall day, and we'll probably take the jackets off by the end of the party. Like, it'll be that kind of Colorado day, like we have 99% of the time in November, except for last week.
Who are you mad at? This is teed off with T-Hack.
Yes. So
who are you teed off at? Because normally this has a laser focused. I'm mad at people who ride their bikes on the road. I'm mad at like the person at Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you have a specific, who are you mad at today?
I'm mad at snow. Can I do that? Does that count?
You can't just pick an element.
Snow. Why did it have to snow? The biggest snowstorm in 30 years? What did I do to deserve
why
this?
Are you
and now
so...
my wife's looking at me the whole time and is like, oh.
Why did you impregnate nice? Your wife in February? Is Leo a Valentine's baby? Hold on, is that right? No, 11 minus 7. Nine. Oh, 11 minus 7 is 4. Never mind.
Yeah, you minus
be
nine.
Be mad at me for being bad at math.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about a gun and a ski mask, and you may think you know what's going to happen, but you don't.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. I have a story. Apparently, everyone's trying to fly for the holidays.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of New York.
New York, yeah. Good morning. What are you talking
LaGuardia
about?
LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, it was the Spirit Airlines gate.
Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to say this. You're not bad at this one.
Thank you.
You are absolutely awful at every accent you've ever tried.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. You keep going there, okay?
Which I quit while I'm ahead.
Just keep going. Tell your story,
they're
man.
They're at the LaGuardia Airport. Yeah, at the Spirit Airlines gate.
Spirit.
And they noticed some activity going on there in the ceiling.
In the ceiling?
Yeah,
could you describe the nature of the activity?
There was a wild critter.
A wild critter?
Hanging from the ceiling. It was a raccoon.
Oh, it was a trash bandit,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. No, he was trying to get on the plane, and he was just hanging around and ended up falling from the ceiling.
Oh, good God, he fell down, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Causing airline staff, airline passengers
airline.
To scatter.
Scattered.
Am I losing it? I can't tell anymore.
No, you're doing okay.
They scattered because of the raccoon.
It's a scattered drill because of the raccoon there.
So the raccoon said, I guess I'm A1 now. I'm first in line.
Yeah, he's number... Oh, but that's Southwest that does that. That's not Spirit.
Okay, so he's at the wrong...
Yeah, he's at the wrong terminal there.
Didn't have any other paperwork anyways.
All right.
So yeah, he caused a big scene at LaGuardia.
Yeah, big scene there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I just say the last thing you said? That's what I've done this whole story.
Yeah, the whole story you
the
did that.
The whole story. I got a story out of Illinois.
Hello. No, that's like Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. So we got these guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they got themselves a gun. And they decided to go perpetrate a robbery. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So they grabbed a gun, and they went up and they robbed a store, one of those sporting goods stores. You know what they stole?
Huh.
They stole a ski mask.
So
normally what you do is you get the ski mask and you do the robbery, but the robbery was for the ski mask.
Okay. Yeah, that's out of order.
Actually, what they tried to do was purchase the ski mask and they got declined for some reason. So then they were like, I'm stealing the ski mask. The clique said, no, you're not stealing the ski mask. So they pulled the gun on them.
Oh.
And they took off in a black SUV.
So they were not wearing masks.
No, they weren't wearing the mask, so they please have a pretty good description of them. The estimated loss is
$40. Oh, no. And they're going to share the mask?
Apparently. Next robbery, you use the gun, I'll use the mask. All right, well, those were all the stupid people we could find. That's the raccoon, I think.
Yeah.
For today...
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.